Sunday morning, tune into Mr. Fox. Classic and new, children's stories, funny songs, and of course, Mr. Fox's birthday calls. Brought to you by Loose Change, April Arcade on Iroha. Affordable gifts, toys, tools, and novelties. Mr. Fox, Sundays 8 until 10.
Hi there, I'm Briar Ross and I'm inviting you all to join me for a series of Jazzy Sundays that run from February through March and include Easter Sunday and Easter Monday. We'll be having Nairobi Trio on Easter Sunday, so that will be a really big concert. We'll be on the deck at the Waiheke Golf Club in Onitangi Road from 1 to 6pm. There'll be a full bar and a gourmet barbecue will be available. And we'll be going ahead rain or shine. So tickets are $15 if you pre-book. And they're available from Shop the Rock, The Eyesight and The Golf Club and online, or $20 on the day if you just turn up at the gate. So for more information on the fantastic lineup of musicians, go to www.waihekejazzandblues.co.nz and we'll see you there.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio, broadcast.
And it's 8:04pm on this beautiful evening here at Waiheke Radio 107.4 and apparently not currently 88.3, but well, we'll see what we can do on that one. Thanks very much to Brent for Celtic Meets Country, and I am Seth. Yes, Seth. I wasn't sure. I thought I might make up a radio name for myself, you know, to go with Counting the Greek Press and The Navigator and everybody else here who seems to have a radio name. But I thought, you know, I'll just stick with Seth for now. Seth Tetley-Jones, that work any better for you? But I am here on behalf, well, not on behalf of, but under the influence, shall we say, of a man called Toby Cresswell, who's an Australian journalist. He says he wrote his first article in 1972, and since then he's written extensively on music and popular culture, and his work has appeared in numerous Australian and overseas publications. Overseas, I suppose they mean New Zealand. In 1985, he was appointed editor of Rolling Stone, which is... I think it's fairly important to be, what he was getting at with this book was... this book, 1001, The Great Songs of All Time, and the Artists, the Stories, and the Secrets Behind Them, by... No, that says Trevor Summers, that's who owns the book, sorry. Toby Cresswell, by Toby Cresswell. And basically, his idea with writing this book was actually not to not to get the 1001 greatest songs of all time, but sort of to give an overview of which songs have been the most influential, shall we say, on pop music over the past 100 years. His first one here he's got from 1969 is Leonard Cohen with Bird on Wire.
Like a bird on the wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. Like a worm on a hook, like a knight from some old-fashioned book, I have saved all my ribbons for thee. If I have been on, his horn I have torn.
And that was Leonard Cohen with Bird on Wire from 1969. Now, you're listening to Waiheke Radio on 107.4, and we hope to soon be back up broadcasting again on 88.3. You're listening to 1001 Songs. I'm Seth, and that was Leonard Cohen, Bird on Wire. What Mr. Cresswell has to say about that is he says that Cohen recalled, "I just remember." I wonder if he speaks like that. I mean, he certainly sings like that, but I don't think I've ever heard him speak. But I just remember sitting beside a window in my house in Greece years ago, and I think they just put up the telephone wires, Cohen recalled. There hadn't been any telephone wires or electric wires and no electricity, and I just noticed this bird on the wire there. And the next image comes from there, from that little village where I used to live. Other late-night drinkers would come home at maybe 2 or 3 in the morning, and they'd stumble through the streets with their arms around each other's shoulders, singing just these perfect 3-part harmonies, and nobody ever minded, because even if you woke up to those strains, you didn't mind. In 1960, when Cohen bought a small house on the Greek island of Hydra, the cottage had no telephones, electricity, or running water. But the island offers him the opportunity to write and mingle in the small expatriate community there, which included Australian writers, patriotic sneak in there on Mr. Cresswell's part, Australian writers George Johnson and Chairman Clift. The introduction of the telephone signified the arrival of the 20th century to Hydra, to Cohen's disappointment. Cohen cut a version of this song with David Crosby producing them, but the project was scrapped. It was recorded for Cohen's second album, which was produced in Nashville by Bob Johnson, who was also Bob Dylan's producer. This may explain the slight country lilt that this song has and why it has been popular with country stars. Chris Christopherson, who oddly recurs in Leonard Cohen's story, see Chelsea Hotel number 2. Not quite sure what that means, said that the first lines of his song would be his epitaph. Like a bird on a wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. Johnny Cash did an extraordinary reading of the song in his Rick Rubin period, bringing the ancient voice to the song and giving it a mythic weight. Joe Cocker recorded the song as an R&B arrangement on Mad Dogs and Englishmen and brought out the gospel overtones implied in many of Cohen's best songs. Now, you're listening to Waiheke Radio, 107.4, and not currently 88.3. This is 1001 Songs. Here's Cream with Tales of Brave Ulysses.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun. fingers, and you want to take her with you to the heartland of the winter. Fishes run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the heartland of the winter.
And a very Greek song there by Cream, Tales of Brave Ulysses. You're listening to Waiheke Radio on 107.4 FM here on Waiheke Island. And I'm Seth with 1001 Songs. Now, what it says here, what Mr. Cresswell has to say about this one, is that the speakeasy was the hangout for the new aristocracy of swinging London back in 1967 when Cream were recording the album Disraeli Gears, from which this comes. The tiny club catered for the ultra-hip. It was the speakeasy that Australian... another Australian. Can tell where Mr. Cresswell's from. Another Australian artist, Martin Sharp, then in London and working on the controversial Oz magazine, was introduced to Eric Clapton. When Sharp was told that Clapton was a musician, he offered him a set of lyrics to be put to music. Clapton did not know that Sharp was the great pop artist of the era, and Sharp did not know that Clapton was the great instrumentalist of the day with the group Cream. The two became friends and later flatmates. Cream became the biggest thing in the world, and Sharp designed the best LP sleeves. The first Cream album was mostly obscural blues songs. On the second, Disraeli Gears, they were making a statement, and it is a unique album quite unlike any other. It was a new pop sound, and Tales of Brave Ulysses captured some whimsy trippiness of the time. The song is a psychedelic masterpiece. Clapton made extensive use of his new wah-wah pedal and one of its first appearances on record. A guitar line Clapton later realised was taken from Loving Spoonful's Summer in the Sizzy. Almight told me... Amit. I wonder who Amit is. Told me that he wanted me to record this English group who were arriving that that afternoon, so over the next 3 days, because they were had to be on a plane at 7 o'clock on a Sunday evening, which was when their visa would expire. Said engineer Tom Dell, all of a sudden these tons of equipment start coming into the studio, and I'm wondering how big this group can possibly be. It was just Eric, Jack, and Ginger, and they had just finished a short tour, and we decided to take the record to record them before they left their second album, Disraeli Gears. We started on the Friday morning and got into the limousine at 5 o'clock on the Sunday with their album done. It was the first contact I'd had with a group of that nature, and I absolutely carried away their musicianship and precision. They were incredible. I never saw anything so powerful in my life. It was just frightening. Sharp designed the sleeve of Disraeli Gears, and it is one of the most iconic covers of the period. You're listening to Waiheke Radio. It is 8:17 on this beautiful Monday evening.
Counting the beat, exploring the outer reaches of New Zealand music, obscurities, rarities, and new releases. Wednesdays at 8 p.m. and Saturdays at 3 p.m. here on Waiheke Radio or online at countingthebeat.blogspot.com.
And next up from 1982, we have 365 is my number. The Message by King Sonny Ardai.
In my mind. for my only one if you want. So, darling, if you want me, make up your mind. Princess Bob is my number now. Call me, darling, that's my number. Tell me anything you want from me. Only you have to give your love to me. Princess Bob is my number now. Is my number down? Call me, darling, that's my number. Tell me anything you want from me. Only you have to give your love to me. This is what is my number down.
King Saniade there with 365 as my number. The message from Nigeria and from 1982. Juju music actually sprang up in Nigeria, though, in the 20s, and it soon spread through West Africa as the main form of pop music. Sonny Ade, who was related to Nigerian royalty, and he moved to Lagos, in which is the Nigerian capital, if I remember rightly, from my geography lessons a few years ago when I paid attention. And he moved to Lagos by the 70s. He was Nigeria's biggest star. In the early 80s, he began recording for Mango, which was you know, an offshoot of Island. And he took Juju to the West. It was very much a two-way street. You know, Ade was keen to incorporate Western instruments and technology into the Juju groove. So that was a two-way street. And you're listening to Waiheke Radio on 107.4 and not 88.3 currently, but we intend to be back up on 88.3 very soon. You're listening to... I'm Seth, I'm doing 1001 Songs, the greatest songs of all time, and the artists' stories and the secrets behind them, as selected by Toby Cresswell, who's an Australian music journalist. Now, next up, we've got Neil Young and Crazy Horse and Down by the River.
Beyond my
And that was Neil Young and Crazy Horse with Down by the River from 1969. That song appears on Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere. Down by the River is the signature tune for Neil Young and Crazy Horse. The original recording runs to 9 minutes, and actually that original recording did almost run to 9 minutes. Don't think it was quite 9 minutes, but all the numbers and letters have finally... I've lost the bit of paper anyway. Yeah, very... You know, very organized I am. And but Down by the River, it says here that it was edited down. Neil Young confessed to Spin magazine that he had no idea why the character in the song shot his baby down by the river. And, well, it matters little. I've never wondered about it personally, but I suppose, you know, that some people, that's what they do. Toby Cresswell, for instance, because he's editor of the Rolling Stone in Australia, so that's sort of his job. But, yeah, it does matter little. He's quite right. What does matter, though, is the autistic spastic groove that Crazy Horse get on this song. And the space that allows Neil Young and his black $50 Gibson Les Paul to wrestle with the tune. Old Black is part of Young's legend. It's a guitar whose tendency is to distortion and feedback. And Young wrestles with the instrument, trying to control its manic spirit. Crazy Horse is the best worst bar band in the world. Young met them in 1968, which is a year before this album. They did this album. And he has worked with them on and off ever since. For the entire time, Young has been advised to get rid of the horse on the grounds that they can't play to a standard even to match the singer-songwriter. This is, that's sort of true. Crazy Horse doesn't play well. Ralph Molina sounds like a one-idea drama, and the others, Frank Sampedro, I believe that's how you pronounce it, but you never know, who replaced Danny Whitten and Billy Talbot. Much the same, but their limitations make them perfect, and they have a particular groove which they can hang in, no matter how crazy anything gets or how long it takes. If Young wants to go on a feedback jag for 15 minutes, Crazy Horse will be there. And, well, they also have solidity. They sound like a concrete pour, unruffled and inexorable. Not too much colour and really heavy. Now, we got the vibe, but it was just too long and sometimes it fell apart, so we just took the shitty parts out, said Young of this track. We made some radical hurts in there. I mean, you can hear him. Danny played so cool on there. He made the whole band sound so good. You're listening to Waiheke Radio. I'm Seth. I'm bringing you 1001 songs, the greatest songs of all time, and the artist's stories and secrets behind them, as selected by the Australian music journalist Toby Cresswell.
Waiheke Island Community Cinema presents This Week at the Movies.
Yeah, and I'm also bringing you what's on at the cinema. Now, today, actually, no, you've missed the French Club film today. But tomorrow at 5 o'clock, we've got Creation. And then at 8 p.m., we've got The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. I've heard very good things about that. And it's been air at the cinema for quite some time, so I don't know. This might be one of your last chances to see it. And then on Wednesday, we've got at 5 o'clock, Up in the Air. And 7:30, Sherlock Holmes. And now, Sherlock Holmes, that definitely is your last chance to see this at the cinema, because it says there in little black letters, final, which is, you know, very, very ominous and final, isn't it? It's funny that, because it says final. And that's all that's on this week at the movies, until such time as we get you an update and we find out, you know, what happens on Thursday and Friday and whatnot and the rest of this week. But I'm afraid we've only got up to Wednesday now, so stay tuned to Waiheke Radio on 107.4. And I'm getting a bit tired of telling you this now, to tell you the truth, but we're not on 88.3 at the moment. And I'm sort of trying to assure you here and trying to keep you feeling secure about the fact that, yes, we will be back on 88.3 soon. You must please believe me about this, that... Well, and well, we are on the internet, so if you can't get us on 107.4, we are on the internet. The exact numbers and letters that you have to put in, should find that out, actually. Very, very well prepared I am here. Next up, here on Waiheke Radio and 1001 Songs, we've got Ain't Wasting Time No More by the Allman Brothers Band. Oh, that was bright of me.
With the help of God, children, gonna realize.
On Waiheke, you said no to commercial radio with bland, faceless DJs, too many commercials, and lazy music programming. When they said, what's your card number and can you pick it up at the station, you said no. You said yes to Waiheke Radio. It's good to know you make a stand where it counts. I like that.
Well, we might have said yes to Waiheke Radio, but I'll tell you something. This computer has said no to Waiheke Radio. It's done, in fact, what computers generally do best, which is make a right pig's ear of things. Now, that was half of the Allman Brothers Band with Ain't Wasting Time No More from 1972. Now, if you couldn't, that was from the album Eat a Peach, and that sounded pretty live to me. In fact, it says here that it's live, and I think that if you couldn't tell that it was live, well, good luck to you on whatever walk of life you assault with your presence. What does it say here? It says that in October 1971, the Allman Brothers did a double live album, and it wouldn't even let me play half of one song. I mean, that is hardly fair, you stupid machine. But in October 1971, the Allman Brothers' live album at Fillmore East was in the top 10 in the charts, and Duane Allman, then regarded as the hottest guitarist in the US of A, had taken a well-deserved rest to detox from heroin, a habit he'd sort of surreptitiously picked up when adding the immortal riff to Eric Clapton's Lila. One autumn day, he told his roadies and his friend Red Dog, "We got it made now, we're on our way, ain't gonna be no beans for breakfast." And then before the month was out, Allman would die in a motorcycle accident at the age of 24. Shame. When Duane Allman came off his bike, the Allman Brothers Band went into shock. In early 1972, they began to pick up the pieces of the album that Allman had already titled Eat a Peach. There is some suggestion that the title refers to the Allman's response to the Vietnam War. However, it is more than likely that the Georgia-based group is referring to the young women who were affectionately known as the Georgia Peaches. The two sides of the LP were taken in with a half-hour-plus version of Donovan's There Is a Mountain and sundry other live cuts plus a few studio tracks that had been worked on for the project. Ain't Wasting Time No More is one of Greg Allman's best blues. The guitarist Dickie Betts plays Moulton Blues lines in tribute to his dead friend, and Allman sings the hell off the lyric. "Playing the blues is an outlet for the real blues itself," says Greg. "Playing, in general, is an outlet, an escape, and to vent your problems. And it's a shame that everyone doesn't have an R form or something they can turn out when all else fails." That's what he says anyway. And you're listening to Waiheke Radio on 107.4 and not quite 88.3, but if you are in the sort of area on Itangi or wherever you are, well, you can get us still live streaming on the internet. This is 1001 Songs, as selected by Toby Cresswell, and the next one he's selected is quite different indeed. This is Culture Club.
Oh,
I'm a chameleon there by Culture Club. I like the chords in that song. Good cadences. That's what I've got to say about it. What Toby Cresswell has to say about it is that Boy George was, he was more than just a singer. In fact, he wasn't much of a singer. He wasn't good looking in the usual way, and he was on the verge of coming out. All of these factors made Boy George one of the most interesting pop phenomena of the century. In fact, he made killer soul pop records helped. The people today forget that it isn't just music and it isn't just being weird. You have to find a correct balance, George told Cream in 1985. Interesting. More seriously, you have to have a good explanation. If you intend to confront the world with your extravagances, you have to have a good reason. It's okay to be a clown in the circus, but not in the supermarket. And there are certain serious implications with doing certain things. Like if you call yourself Scarlett O'Hara and you want to be a serious musician. I just hate those compliments you get like, oh, he's a freak, but I love the music. I mean, have you heard about the guy in Detroit who started a fan club? The people who can't stand to look at me? And I think that's sad in a way because that sort of thinking just misses the point of Culture Club. We really are trying to educate people towards a sort of tolerance on a moral basis, also in regards to humanity. It's obvious that people don't listen to the lyrics. They hear no politics inside the music, which is very depressing. And oh my God, it goes on for a whole nother page. Well, I'm afraid, Toby Cresswell, that we're going to have to leave that little blurb and move on to the next song. You're listening to Waiheke Radio on 107.4, and we hope to soon resurrect our 88.3 frequency as well. Next up here we've got REM with Ebo the Lesser.
Plastic to try to look through it, Maybelline eyes, girls, boy moves. something that nobody else has seen. Smoke out, drink, here comes a flood. Anything within the blood, these courses do their magic slowly. Sickest move, I wear my own crown. Sadness and sorrow. Never thought tomorrow would be so strange. My loss, here we go again.
I'll take you over.
Illumina, tastes like fear.
And that was REM and Ebo the Letter. That was from 1998. And I think it's one of the best things I've ever written, is Michael Stripe's summation of the song. I feel it plumbs something inside of me that I wish I could. I wanted to this record to have a heart, but and the song maybe comes as close as anything to the record of being really real. The Ebo is an electromagnetic device that, when held over the strings of an electric guitar, creates a sustained note. I've had one for a while now, and I've used it on a couple of things, but just as background, said Buck. It was really nice. I think if you're looking for shallow-type sounds, you can't get a nice sustain, really, out of it. And it's really nice for background stuff, and when I first wrote the thing that we demoed it, I just did it as an overdub. And then it was really cool, like, totally chaotic and noisy. And the demo was pretty amazing, and it's totally fucked up and out of time, because we only really played it once, but it sounds really neat. And I thought, this, well, Ebo, I'll just keep using it on that song. You're listening to Waiheke Radio here on
107.4, and we hope to soon be back up on 88.3. I'm Seth, and I've got 1001 songs, the greatest songs of all time, and the artists' stories and secrets behind them by Toby Cresswell. And we are climbing closer and closer and closer here to the top of the hour at Waiheke Radio. And one of the first considerations I had when I came up with the idea of doing this show is that I really couldn't fit all the 1001 songs into 1 hour. I mean, I've done how many of I've done seven, so that's more or less 0.68% or something of them. So I definitely will be back next week to work on the other 99.42%. Next week, at the same time, on the same channel, 107.4 and 88.3, and straight after Celtic Meets Country at 8 p.m. on Monday night. So I'm signing off for this week, and I will see you all next week at the same time on the same channel.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
Tune in, alternate Sundays, 10 a.m. to Foreign Accents with Marie-France. Each show, I'll be interviewing local people with foreign accents and finding out where they are from and what's keeping them on Waiheke. So that's Foreign Accents, alternate Sundays at 10 a.m., repeated on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Brought to you by Juanita Smart, your mobile travel consultant. Personalized travel service 7 days a week. Call 372-7480.